accidental cough there. My bad.
Did you spit on the screen?
Did anybody know it's National Donut Day today?
I did know that, yeah.
Okay. It's a big deal. I mean, there's donuts everywhere. You can get deals on donuts. You can do all the stuff on National Donut Day.
Yesterday, Jelly Roll recorded something about Donut Day. I don't know if you saw that. He had to put it on his Instagram. Fake somebody knocking on his dressing room door.
Oh, it's National Donut Day tomorrow?
Yeah, this was yesterday.
Y'all called me just in time. You know, everybody always asks me how I got the name Jelly Roll. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, the truth is.
The grandma.
It's because of these little guys right here.
Holding up donuts.
Mm. Y'all know growing up, donuts were truly my kryptonite. My mama used to tell me all the time that I was so sweet I could open up my own Dunkin'. See, as for me, I love to dunk 'em. I mean, I love to dunk 'em. But you got to be careful to make sure they don't turn into mush. And there's many different Dunkin' styles, too.
Are you a Dunkin' guy? Not the donuts, just dunking your donut into a beverage, Bruce?
No, sir.
Not going to do that? Too many crumbs in the coffee, though?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. Yeah. Warren, dunking, no?
No, huh?
Or Dunkin', if you prefer.
Dunkin'.
Monty? Negatory.
No, Dunkin's weird. What about milk? Cookies with milk? No Dunkin'?
No Dunkin'.
You're dunking a cookie?
Yep, especially those little, like Oreos, you know?
Oh, Oreo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like that kind, because make them soft.
I see. Yeah.
Try to get them in your mouth before they fall into the milk.
That's the issue. Yeah. I've always thought that.
I am a cookie dunker. I am not a dunker of the donut. I would rather use my mouth as the mixing receptacle where I take a bite of donut, then I'll take, whatever the warm liquid is.
And let it melt.
Let it happen in there. Yeah. Magic in my mouth.
I think they wrote a song about you, didn't they?
Did they?
I'm a cookie dunker. I'm a cookie dunker. Dunking all my cookies. Yeah,
no, they didn't make that song.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I thought you were going to sing a song about mouth receptacle, and I was like,
that's going to be good. Wordy.
Yeah, that's going to be really hard to rhyme.
That's going to be hard. Difficult.
Well, guys, it is National Donut Day. We love donuts, but I have to ask a very tough question.
Oh, here it is.
It is also June 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is also National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
Oh Warren. Mm. You all right? You want to sit down?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
I hate to do this to you, Warren.
Yeah.
But only one can stay. Only one
forever.
Can be celebrated
for the rest
forever.
Of the world.
Mm-hmm. Do you want Donut Day or Chocolate Ice Cream Day?
Me? You're asking me.
Yeah. That's why I said Warren.
Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
Okay. Ice cream.
You get rid of donuts.
Well, I sure love
donuts. Yeah, see, now you painted yourself in a corner.
You love chocolate ice cream so much.
I do, and because we can't just have a bunch of scoops of ice cream in here. Sitting
I mean,
in
you
a,
could, but it'd be messy.
In
yeah.
a box,
yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doggone it. Well, I guess I better go with donuts then.
Oh, yeah, see, he's already changed his mind. Yeah.
Okay,
man.
To donuts.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Warren is just slightly more decisive than Steve.
Not much.
Not much, no, just slightly.
Bruce, I'm assuming you're a donut guy instead of chocolate ice cream.
Oh, yes, by far.
By far. Monty?
Yeah, I'll do donuts over it.
Donuts, yeah. I'm donut. Yeah, I'm going to do the donut. Because guess what? Yeah. I can have vanilla ice cream.
That's what I was thinking,
yeah.
Jay.
Boom.
If it was ice cream sauce. In general,
yeah, that's a different
then
story,
get out of here.
Yeah, can't put a
get
donut.
Get out of here, donuts.
Can't shut a yappa, donuts.
Shut a yappa, donuts.
So if you're having vanilla ice cream and you have chocolate sauce, would it be hot? What do they call that?
Hot fudge?
Yeah, or regular?
I mean, hot fudge, yeah.
Oh, not me. Just regular.
You like the regular stuff.
I don't like the hot fudge.
Do you ever squirt the Hershey's chocolate into your mouth?
I used to.
Whipped cream into your mouth?
Oh, absolutely. Used to.
Mm.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a requirement.
Yeah, it seems like it almost has to be. It's built for it.
Mm. Awfully Kevin's personal doing it right questions.
Now. Yeah, I know. Yeah, really. Yeah, sorry we dug so deep.
Okay.
I, with my granddaughter, like Thanksgiving when we have, you know, whipped cream or whatever, I am all the way doing it. I'm like, here. And I will, and my mother was like, don't do
don't
that.
Show
and
her
I was
that.
Like, Mom, no, I am going to do that.
Oh, my.
That's what kids deserve and adults. Why can't we all just sit around and take a hit off of that thing?
Yeah. It's true.
Oh, that's good. So fun.
At Kevin's house in Thanksgiving, everybody tips their head back and he goes around.
Yep.
One at a time.
Yep.
Going up.
Hey, here you go. Here's your whipped cream.
I mean, of all the bad habits to pass on generationally, that one's
not too shabby, right?
Not too shabby.
Pretty mild.
Yeah.
You ever freeze Cool Whip?
Oh, yeah, that's really good. That's
try that.
Mm-hmm.
That is very good. Steve, do you like to shoot whipped cream into your mouth?
Sure, if given the opportunity.
Well, next week.
Okay. Yep, coming up.
We'll take a little video of it. It'll be fun.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Yeah. You ever do that game where you...
Shutter your yappa? Yeah, we've played it.
Shutter your yappa.
Are you hinting you want me to participate right now?
Did we start
what
already?
What game are we referring to, Steve?
You ever see that game where you put your face through like a cardboard...
Oh, pie in the face?
Yeah, and you put the whipped cream on. And
yes.
Yeah. Good stuff.
No. I haven't.
I don't know that game.
It's just like a little mechanical arm, and it's got a cardboard cutout, and you put your face through it. And is it on timer? I can't remember how it works.
You know, I can't either, actually.
But at some point, you know, you keep rotating, going around, people asking
questions.
It's
like musical chairs and only with a pie in the face?
And then eventually the little mechanical arm
somebody gets
up and smashes you with whipped cream in the face.
And it's an actual game you can buy.
It is,
Now that you've said it, I think I remember that game.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
No idea. Yeah. No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, we should play that. That would be fun in here.
Oh, yeah, that would be clean.
Clean up, aisle two.
We'll put tarps down. We're fine.
Tarps? Yeah. For a little piece of whipped cream?
Yeah, we don't want to get this pristine carpet dirty in here.
Well, no.
That's valid.
I mean, the first time we ever cooked turkeys, we put blankets down.
Okay, again, not recommended. Just
it was fine.
Okay.
It wasn't fine. But,
it was
you know,
not fine. Yeah. No. It was in the kitchen.
We learned our lesson.
Yeah.
And don't drop in a frozen turkey. That was the lesson number one.
That's true, too.
No, actually, we didn't learn it. We did it again a second time. So just
But we did it outside that time.
No, we did twice indoors.
Did we?
We did.
At two different stations.
Two different places, yeah.
Yep, fired for both. Very smart.
Hang in there, Steve.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That girl there from Channel 4 News.
Oh,
there.
Chris Crocker?
Yeah, huh? That's
her. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
Is she Betty's nephew? Niece, I mean.
Betty Crocker?
Yes.
You happy with that? Or?
Well, yeah, sure I am.
Would have worked a little better with the correct...
Kevin James.
I know. If I wouldn't have said nephew.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, what if today was, let's see, how far back do we want to go, Bruce? How far back in time should we go?
Oh, just 10 years.
10 years.
10 years? I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go back further. I'm going to have to go back to 1940. It was this day in 1940 that Tom Jones was born.
Wow.
It was on this day in 1952, Liam Neeson was born.
Oh, wow.
72 years old for Liam Neeson today.
Wow.
Also, 1958, Prince was born. Prince also used this day to change his name at one point. Do you remember what Prince changed his name to?
King?
I think it was...
The artist formerly known as?
Yeah. Elroy Smuckerville.
Huh?
Elroy Smuckerville is incorrect in 1993.
Darn it.
Prince changed his name to an unpronounceable symbol.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a weird one.
That is weird.
Yeah, that was definitely where you're like, what's going on there, Prince?
What's going on there, Prince?
1969... You guys probably remember it well.
Just 10 years ago.
Brewster, what were you doing in 1969?
I was graduating from high school.
Wow, man, that's a long time
that
ago.
That was,
yeah.
Johnny Cash debuted his own network TV show on CBS TV.
I remember that.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Okay. What was the Johnny Cash show?
Watch on this heart of mine.
Mm-hmm. I never heard of that.
I had neither. Do you know what was the show about? Was
it
just
other singers, Roger Miller, and you know, different
a little bit of musical variety, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
Hoyt Axton. Do you remember him?
I remember the name.
Know the name? Yeah.
Yeah.
1979, kind of a weird year for Chuck Berry. You guys remember Chuck Berry?
Oh mm-hmm. Yeah.
He sang.
A lot of stuff.
Twist.
No.
Was it Johnny B. Goode?
Johnny Be Good, yes, thank you. Steve.
What?
Youngest guy in the show.
Steve.
What a jam that is.
Oh, boy.
Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry had an interesting day back in 1979. He was charged with 3 counts of tax evasion, but he also performed at the White House at the request of President Carter.
Yeah.
I've got to pay my taxes while I'm at the White House.
It's understandable. He just forgot.
Is his middle name Raz?
3 times.
Was that his only big hit?
I don't think so.
Who did the twist?
Chubby Checker. Can you still say that?
Chubby.
When it's his name.
Yeah.
This is Chubby Checker. You guys know that we interviewed Chubby Checker one time.
Yeah, we did.
What? I didn't know that. Yeah. I did not.
And he
that.
Said his own name like Chubby.
Chubby.
He
said, this is like, Chubby Checker. We were like, did he mispronounce his own name?
Chubby Checker.
Yeah.
He was great. He was a really fun interview.
He was hilarious.
Do you remember why we interviewed him?
Didn't he become a spokesperson for something at some point?
He had his own brand of jerky.
Jerky, that's what it was, yeah.
Chubby Checker jerky.
Yeah.
Delicious, I bet.
Well, you didn't get to try?
I don't think they sent us anything.
No, they always said they were good, and we never got it. No.
Rude.
Classic. It was rude.
Yeah. And then finally today, 1955, the $64,000 question premieres on CBS TV. What is the game show that... Do you guys have a game show that you're watching right now that you like?
Yeah.
Any of them? There's a lot of... I feel like they... You know, with the writer's strike and everything, it felt like there was a lot of game shows that ended up on TV.
The one they stole from us, Password, is all over the TV.
Password is so good, too.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
We watched Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Well, it's mandatory at your age. Yeah,
it is, and I didn't think I'd ever watch them.
And then now you're all in.
I am. I just hate it. It's like, oh my.
Are you good at them or not?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I guessed a couple of them. Well, no, I wasn't home. I was mowing the lawn last night. Hmm. But the night before,
But in your mind, you guessed them.
I did.
Did you?
I made them all correct.
All right.
I really enjoyed the game show The Floor, which Rob Lowe was the host of.
Yeah.
That was a real cool concept. That was a fun one that they had. I don't know if it was on last winter. I don't remember it actually aired because I watched it on like Hulu after the fact. It was good. That was a fun show. They've got some good game shows, I feel like. Brewster?
Did you ever watch the Hollywood Squares?
I love Hollywood Squares.
So did I. Yeah.
One of my biggest goals for this show is to do a live version of Hollywood Squares.
Oh, cool.
Just build a big stage.
It would be fun.
We're going to do it somewhere live.
Yeah.
We're going to get all the celebrities.
We should do a talent show.
Monty, I know we'll never get to do the variety show ever again, but this is what I want to do. I want to do a live Hollywood Squares.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
We only need 9 people.
Yeah.
Any of us be allowed to be in the squares, Kevin?
I think so. Yeah, I think we have to be. Like, Warren and Bruce would be in one.
Together.
Right? They did that.
Team, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. They'd be in a square together.
Like Penn and Teller used to do a square together. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's funny.
And then I think it's fair that if, you know, the rest of us had a square or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Then we had the real celebrities fill in the other squares.
Coach Few's going to be in one.
Yeah, of course. Yep. Yeah.
How about that tall guy that does the weather downstairs there?
Peterson? Yeah. That'd be great. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That'd
be Mikey fun. Mike?
Yeah.
See, it would be so fun to do it. And I think you could get enough celebrities that you could rotate out, like play the game a couple times.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, we have 2 contestants right now. They get to play. And then it's like, now we have new celebrities.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be fun.
It would be.
I'm all in. Let's do it. Kevin, build the set.
Well, that's what I was going to talk to Warren and Bruce and Monty about.
Oh, yeah, you guys could build something.
You could build a set for that.
Sure. Oh, that seems safe.
I'm not 100% sure how... We'll put you in the top, Kevin.
Kevin's like in the top bunk, you know? Yes. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. No, it would be fine.
Yeah, I would request bottom row.
Okay.
That's probably where I should be.
No, you need to go take the ladder. Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
No names for any pieces of equipment, Bruce, at all?
Well, I have a little automobile.
Okay.
It's a little Geo Tracker.
Okay.
Peanut.
You call it? I was going to say
Peanut?
Peanut. Kevin James.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey.
beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Warren's on full force.
Yeah, I'm going to punch him.
At least I don't have to. Oh, ouch.
Yeah,
I
can don't
already,
do that.
I can already
no, I'm
going to
stuff
it.
Him under the desk.
Hi, stuff Kathy.
Desk. Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's your weekend plans?
Just enjoying the great weather and probably being out in the yard and barbecuing.
Ooh, ooh, yummy.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hot dogs, hamburgers, steak. What are we? Chicken? What are we buying?
Probably burgers.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
Yeah. What time are we coming over?
Yeah, I was going to say, what time?
Yeah. Seems like you got a lot of volunteers to help you here all of a sudden.
Or at least eat your food.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, these guys are going to leave here immediately, if not sooner.
And then we're going to
go ahead and have a little contest against them, Kathy. Our category against Steve is what?
Boats.
All right. The category is boats. See you, fellas.
Boats. Yeah. Monty knows everything about boats.
Yeah. Boats.
Yeah. Okay.
Bruce, do you still have a boat?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Warren, no boat, right?
Two boats.
Oh, dang. Old Warren, two boats, we call him around here. Yeah. A lot of boats in this Friday crew family, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Competition.
I know it. All right, Kathy, pass if you get stuck. We'll give you 60 seconds to get through the 7 questions.
Okay.
All righty, here we go, Kathy. The 2002 movie Boat Trip stars this actor who won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in Jerry Maguire.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Nice.
The song Buy Me a Boat is by what country artist?
Pass.
You're gonna need a bigger boat is a line from what movie?
Jaws.
Who was the captain on the TV show The Love Boat?
Stubing.
Who played Captain Richard Phillips in the 2013 movie Captain Phillips?
Tom Hanks.
What country group sings the song Same Boat?
Let's see. Pass.
Who did Johnny Depp play in Pirates of the Caribbean?
My mind just went blank. Pass on that one.
All right, let's go back to Buy Me a Boat.
Captain Jack.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. And that's going to be all I have time for. But you did well. You did very well. Congrats on the win. You only have to beat the Friday crew. Hey, fellas!
You don't think they'll do very well?
Kevin, what is the one word?
Yeah, no. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
We'll see. They could do well.
Let's see who has the extra question today, fellas.
Well, I think it's me. Actually.
Yeah, it's not me this time.
Okay. Yeah.
Monty gets the first one. Then it's Bruce. Then it's Warren.
It's about boats, huh?
We go in order, and here we go. Pass on your question. Answer only your question, please, fellas. Here we go.
The 2002 movie Boat Trip stars this actor who also won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in Jerry Maguire.
Tom Cruise.
The song Buy Me a Boat is by what country artist?
Pass.
Yep.
You're going to need a bigger boat is a line from what movie?
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I know that one.
Jaws.
Treat me.
Who was the captain on the TV show The Love Boat?
I was going to say Picard, but pass.
Who played Captain Richard Phillips in the 2013 movie Captain Phillips?
Oh, I know that one. I didn't see the movie, but I know it. Tom Hanks.
Oh, there you go. Well, maybe. What country group sings? Well, we'll see. The song Same Boat. What country group sings the song Same Boat?
Same Boat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Little Big Town.
Who did Johnny Depp play in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
Song Buy Me a Boat by what country artist?
Oh, Buy Me a Boat. I know. Now I know the song, but I can't. I don't know.
Well, if you sing a little, we'll give you half a point.
Buy me a boat. Buy me a boat.
That's
so,
it. That's
so
worth
no
it.
On half the point, though. Oh, my. I love the effort, though, Bruce.
Gonna buy me a truck?
I don't remember that part of it.
Buy me a truck to pull it?
Maybe we'll... Yeah, Warren, yeah. There you go. Let's see how we did here. I'm playing for some Dutch Bros today. Beat the Show brought to you by Dutch Bros, as always. My money's on Kathy, guys. I'm not going to lie.
Hell yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We never know.
Yeah, we never know.
Yeah, you would do.
Good point, yeah.
The 2002 movie Boat Trip stars this actor who won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in Jerry Maguire.
Monty said Tom Cruise. Kathy said Cuba Gooding Jr.
Ah, Cuba Gooding Jr. is correct.
I think she's right.
Yeah, I just, Kathy.
Oh, good.
The song Buy Me a Boat is by what country artist?
nobody played that part. Bruce did Buy Me a Boat, Buy Me a Boat.
Yeah, it's a good song.
You saw him in Nashville, Warren.
Yes, I did. Before he was a big star.
Yeah. Oh,
what's his name?
His name is?
I can't remember. That's not it.
Chris Jansen.
Chris Jansen, yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah, dang it.
Awesome. Very energetic guy.
1-0 Kathy still.
You're going to need a bigger boat is a line from what movie?
Everybody said Jaws.
Everybody's right.
Wow.
Really? This is great.
I was surprised we got that.
No, that was a good clue.
That was great, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good job, Steve.
Finally.
2-1.
Okay, thanks. That was kind of
finally backhanded. Was a backhanded compliment for sure.
Yeah. Was. That's all right. Yeah. I'll take it. I'll take what I can get. Yep. Who was the captain on the TV show The Love Boat?
I mean, technically, you could have gotten two answers here.
I was stuck at Picard.
You were trying to think of Gavin McLeod.
Yes.
Kathy said Stubing, which was his name during the show. So yeah. I'm imagining we have to give her a point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, 3-1 in favor of Kathy.
Either the actor or you know, well done.
Yeah.
Who played Captain Richard Phillips in the 2013 movie Captain Phillips?
Bruce, with a very long explanation on why he knew it. Well, I didn't see the movie, but I heard it was really good, and I know his name, and his name is Tom Hanks.
Well, he got it.
He's right.
I got to watch that. I've never seen it.
Kathy just simply said Tom Hanks because she knew. Yeah, yeah.
She is also right.
4-2 in favor of Kathy.
What country group sings the song Same Boat?
Nobody? Anybody had that? Everybody passed? I played a little bit of it. Would it help you?
You mean it wasn't?
Monty, do you know it?
No, I don't know the artist.
Nothing, Kathy?
Yeah, it's in my mind, but I can't bring it up.
Zach Brown. Zach Brown.
Yep.
ZBB.
Once gave us free pizza in Nashville, but that's a story for another day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he with Tom Hanks?
He was, and Gavin McLeod. Okay. It was very fun. It was
Cuba Gooding.
What a party.
It was called Weirdest Trio in Nashville.
I bet it was.
Very fun.
What a group.
Oh, man. You have no idea. Yeah. And Gavin McLeod was wearing the Love Boat outfit.
Oh, was he? Yeah. Captain's hat and everything.
Yeah, it was great.
Nice touch.
And I remember you telling me, Kevin called him Captain Psy. Didn't he? Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
All right.
That's from a long time ago.
See, she
I don't
knew.
Know what that means.
Sorry, you knew that.
Oh, he doesn't know it, Kathy.
What is Captain Psy?
That was a TV show here. Go ahead, Kathy. Tell
him. Local program. Mm-hmm.
It was a local program?
Awesome. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Was it a ripoff of Captain Kangaroo?
No, I don't think so.
No. In fact, one of the contests was to see who could wiggle their ears the most.
Yeah.
So it was like a variety show kind of thing?
Yeah,
with kids.
He was a newscaster here in town.
Oh, Captain Psy.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it now.
I wish I knew that word. I don't know that. The only thing I remember locally, didn't we do Romper Room locally?
That was local?
Well, I think they did.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I think I got invited to an episode, but it may not have been real.
Oh, my gosh. No. All right. Let's finish off.
Careful. Who did Johnny Depp play in Pirates of the Caribbean?
I think we have points for everybody. Captain Jack.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Why not?
Points for everybody. 5-3 in favor of Kathy. Let's give her a Kathy.
Kind
of got weird there in the middle, but it's all good. You got yourself some Dutch Bros, $15. Hold on, okay, Kathy?
Kinda.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, the fact that she got Warren's joke, that was impressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I looked at Kevin for help, and when Kevin gives me the blank stare back, I know we're in trouble. I'm always like, anybody? Anyone?
He's got a memory, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. He certainly does. Because I was ready to give you this, Warren. Sorry.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And he locked the door and turned the lights down low.
Yeah, that was good.
Kevin James.
Get out of here.
I'm listening.
Get out of here.
I'm in your baby.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right, stat of the day time, Kevin.
Well, the stat of the day is Warren got something right.
Warren.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, can we make it a golf clap? Oh,
I would like to give a shout out to one of our fine listeners, Billy. Billy boy. Okay. Oh, Billy sent a video and said, hey, Billy. Skip about 46 minutes in.
Oh, wow.
And take a listen to what's going on 46 minutes into this video. The video was called Remembering Spokane from KSPS.
Oh, that's cool. Television. Oh, that kind of makes me want to watch the whole thing.
It does.
I could probably learn a lot because
yes,
I don't know if you guys know this. I didn't grow up here. So,
that's right.
I didn't grow up. I guess.
And missed the television show Captain Psy that Warren made a joke about.
Yeah.
Because it was in when Warren? Like 62 through?
Yeah, I'd say, early 60s. Yeah.
You missed that, huh, Kev?
I did. I was not born yet.
Weird.
Sorry. But let's take a listen to this special of, Remembering Spokane.
Remembering Spokane.
Another favorite is a friendly sea captain by the name of Cap'n Psy.
I think the thing that people remember, why they remember Cap'n Psy, was because it was for us. It was our show. It was our kids' show. Yeah. And he talked right directly to us, and he had a lot of fun. And the basis of the show was Popeye. We all kind of grew up with Popeye, and, I don't know if we ever ate the spinach, but Cap'n Psy was a great part of Spokane for us kids.
Cap'n Psy is retired and lives in Utah now, but I wonder if just the right adjustments would bring him in on this old TV set. Cap'n Psy, are you there? Hello, Cap'n Psy.
Let's see what they're doing.
Hi, Tom. And ahoy, mateys.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I said that.
Huh.
It's good to be back in Spokane. It's nice to be here and back on TV again.
Boy,
it's a pleasure to see you too, Cap'n Psy. Say, I know you've got some good stories to tell about the show, especially since you did all of your shows live. Share one of those with us, please.
Tom, do you remember the plank? We used to call it Walk the Plank. We built this bridge so that it would be easy for the cameraman to get good pictures of the kids, because that was important to me, to make sure that each of the children got a good shot on TV, whereas people at home could see him.
Sure.
That was important to me. And so we built this bridge, and we call it the plank, and the kids had to walk over this plank so the cameraman didn't have to jump all over the place trying to find him. And you look for, when you're doing a show like that, you look for unusual things. Well, this little boy walked across this bridge one day, this plank, walking the plank, and he had fiery red hair, beautiful red hair. And I said, where did you get that red hair?
Mm.
And he said, it came with a head. That's the first time I think I was ever speechless on TV, but he left me speechless that day.
That's amazing.
That is funny.
Came with the head.
Yeah. That's the perfect answer.
Oh, what a show. Man. That's when times were simpler, guys.
So that guy was on public television. That's weird. Never would guess that, just listening to his voice.
But yeah. He was also a...
newscaster?
A newscaster?
Yeah, well, I believe he was. I was trying to find that right now.
Wow.
Captain
Psy.
So there it is. We got to the bottom of Captain Psy.
Warren, your jokes are so deep, they make us do research on them.
Oh, man, I'll tell you.
Remember when you were funny?
I do remember that.
Yeah, it was good. That was good.
And then Mike Ryder just says, and Wallaby and Jack.
And Jack were his characters?
No, but that was a show also here.
From Spokane?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know that one, Bruce?
I remember that one, yeah.
Monty, no, too early? No.
Yeah, I think they cover all of them in that special, saying that there was a lot of good local programming. That the kids loved.
I love the fact that they created local stuff like that the kids could go participate in. That's
we don't
cool.
have any of that stuff now.
No.
Now it's, Blippi and all these shows that these kids watch, and they're rotting their brains on the iPads.
How do you really feel, Kevin?
Get them, Kevin.
Well, Monty, I'll tell you how I feel.
Here we go.
I know that it rots their brain, but some days I still let them do it.
Quiet time.
Yeah, sometimes Papa needs a nap.
Papa needs a nap. Papa needs a new pair of shoes.
Yeah.
He needs all that stuff. Thanks, Warren. Good job for bringing that up.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, that was a little lesson today, something I had never heard of.
Yeah, and who is it that brought that? Billy? Billy, good work.
Billy, Billy, he's quite the thing.
Junior producer Billy, we call him, yeah.
Billy Bio.
Now you got to explain that.
No, please don't.
This is a Jim Reeves song.
Please don't.